may contain graphic materials, swearing, crying, may contain anything at this point. This is your warning. No littles in the room. Thanks.
From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
I'm Alicia.
And we are
Changing the Chances.
Boop-a-doo.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Sorry we lied and we haven't been keeping up.
We're slackers.
Everything's fine. Slackers. We're just staying slackers. On top of it.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Piper's over here laughing because she's like, it's so true.
Yeah. She knows. She lives with us. Huh. You know. I know you tell them.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to hear you anyways.
Yeah, I know, right? That's your
so
you're
do
the
you
want to
direct
wants.
This podcast? Yeah.
Since it, yeah.
Okay, I guess moving on.
Yeah. So what are we going to talk about today?
I like how you ask me like you don't know. It's always funny. Anyways.
No.
I know.
I'm like asking like as the audience, so what are we going to talk about today?
Oh, okay.
Alicia. Mrs. Chance.
What is happening right now? Anyways, actually, if you think about it, kind of like has bled over from last week in a way. Because, you know, last week we talked about our car issues and then finding new stuff out and
yeah,
all the things. Yeah. So this whole big car issue has led Jesse and I into some different discussions recently.
Yeah, good ones, I think.
Purely because if anybody's ever tried to buy a car, it costs a lot of money. And it's just not fun unless you don't have to worry about money, I guess.
Yeah.
I was is my
say,
thoughts.
If money's not an issue and you can just do whatever.
Yeah, and you're okay with having car payments and you can...
That's not necessarily...
So where this kind of has led us is we were thinking about like before Piper and how we were with money in general and as people.
Yeah. Just like how, who we were and how we like went about life and,
oh my gosh.
You know.
So Jesse was very, very... very good with money before we had Piper. In the aspect, he could tell you where every single penny was going at all times.
Oh, yeah.
Every which day. Is definitely not a bad thing because you should know where your money's going.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes
I would
it felt
also,
inconvenient.
I could also be on my deathbed and not pull money from savings because I'd be
not
like,
not even
no.
savings. It's like you need to go to the doctor. It's a $20 copay. And he's like, I don't have $20. Okay, will you put $20 aside for a tattoo? Just use that money.
No.
Because I put that aside first. For a tattoo. Like, that is how strict he was. So, yes, everything kind of has an ups and a down. I don't think I gave two shits about money.
No, you were... best way to describe you was like new age hippie because you were just like, it's cool, it's gravy, I don't care, just
like whatever,
whatevs. Like you didn't give two shits.
Yeah,
no fucks given.
I can't take it with me when I die.
Yeah, like meh. Nothing like that. Like you were just really laid back. I mean, you still really are.
I really am. So this, you know, we'll talk about that a little bit more later. So we decided to start a family and we did the responsible thing. You know, we tried to be responsible. We started putting money into savings because we knew doctor spills.
Yeah.
And
all the things.
A baby. Like they all cost lots of money. So we did the smart thing. And as most of you know, if you have listened for any amount of time, things.
That shit did not work out at all.
Changed. Drastically, quickly,
life's
unexpectedly.
Hell with our plans.
Yes, such is how it goes.
That just the whole ordeal, and it's and no blame to the twins whatsoever, but just the whole ordeal of the twins just broke something in me.
It did.
Like it just was like, and nope. They're absolutely no shits given. I don't care.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I got to a really bad spot, but you know, as far as like finances and stuff like that, like I got to a relatively bad spot also because I was just running debit cards and spending money that we, you know, because if anybody knows, like if you have money in savings, like that's like for emergencies and stuff like that. And nope, I didn't care anymore because I was like, the worst thing that could ever fucking happen to me in my life just happened. So if we can survive it, yeah, nothing else. Like everything else is just whatever. Like I didn't care. And Alicia finally had to be like, you no, you're just.
Yes. Yeah, so fly by the seat of her pants, Alicia all of a sudden had to take over everything because my wonderful husband who counted every penny was no longer counting anything.
No.
It got accepted when he slid his debit card, it was a winning situation and life was good.
Because I figured, you know, fuck, I go to work, there should be money in there, whatever. Like, I just wasn't in a good headspace, at least for a good year.
Oh, well, yeah, I think at least for the first year for both of us was kind of just. Yeah.
But, you know, hindsight, I am very sorry that just kind of had to fall on you.
You can be sorry all you want, but we left them to me, and I am not. I'm not old Jesse, so the fact is that we're still floating. We're probably just lucky, okay? So.
But that's the thing is, like, you know, before Piper, I mean, I pretty much handled the finances.
And no.
No. I was going to say, wait, that.
It was very 50-50.
Yeah. Okay. Because you were working more.
Yeah. I had a full-time job.
You had a full-time job. Yeah. I rescind that statement.
Damn straight you rescind that statement. Oh, No, it was very 50-50.
But yeah, after the twins were born, I was like, whatever. I get paid on this day and this time, whatever. Yeah. I should have X amount of money in there.
Mm-hmm.
I want this and we need that and blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
It just, our finances went and took a shit real quick, especially when you're living up at the hospital for weeks on end and just, yeah. It got bad really quick. Mm. And unfortunately, Alicia, I never stepped back in.
And yeah.
Alicia and never asked me to.
This was one of those moments where
and here,
you fall into a rhythm or you whatever you want to call it. And you don't.
We kind of like fell into different roles.
Think about it.
Yeah.
We never stepped back and thought about it. I just started doing it. You just let me, and then we just lived there.
Yeah.
And we've been living there for almost 9 years now.
Yeah.
And the only thing that has
having to buy a new car, it was just kind of like, I need to know what's going on.
Yes.
Like, wait a minute. Yes. I need to know what's going on.
So what happened is, again, you know, Jesse kind of was willy-nilly a little bit with money. And what it triggered in me was I was constantly saying no because I was worried. Because, again, I don't watch every penny. I have a pretty good generalization of things, but I don't watch every penny. I don't have it in me to watch every penny. And I know everybody out there is going to be so mad when I say that because, like, the worst money thing you can possibly do. But here I am. This is me. Oh, well, you're not married to me, so I guess just be grateful.
Thanks. At least you can admit it and it's recorded.
Hey, you wanted to marry me. I didn't ask. So I just kept saying no. So again, when this whole like car thing came up and Jesse was like, I want this, I want this, I want this. And I was like, never. No. Which obviously caused some tension. If anybody knows, money can cause tension, you know. Plus he, you know, I was very much like, let's just not spend any money for a car because I don't want to. and he had different plans. Luckily, we found something he likes and I liked. Price-wise, it worked out well.
It worked out well. It was a good
compromise. It worked out well. But it definitely brought to light these roles that we landed in that really, I don't think either of us were 100% comfortable with. We were just living there because it's what we'd been doing.
It just kind of became routine. And
it did.
I didn't think anything of it, and you didn't think anything of it, and it finally took a situation.
Yeah. Doesn't it always?
Yeah, pretty much. to bring to light, like, you know what? No, I do. I need to be involved with our finances. And yeah, my stepdad was very much, I go to work. Here's my check. Mm-hmm. I don't know what goes on with it. And then he'd throw tissy fits and decide to piss away a $1,800 check or something. And that's my money. I'll do whatever I want with it. And then we'd be hard up for a while. And it's like, yeah, because you're an idiot. I'm not that.
No.
But, you know, I just figure I go to work and I work my ass off and we should have some money. Like, what's going on here? What is the problem? I don't want to spend money on a car. I don't want to do that. Let's just get something that's like, you know, $1,000. No.
Okay. That's an exaggeration.
No, that is an exaggeration.
We don't need to talk money, but yet like numbers, yeah, but yes, no numbers, that is an exaggeration. But,
you know, it's like,
I am smarter than that.
And it's like, no. That doesn't work for me. No.
But, so it's just, I just think it's another way of showing, like, the evolution of how
that life-changing event was literally a life-changing event. Yeah. Like, it set us in different roles as people who we were. Like, you took on a role that was not you. That wasn't, financials was not like your thing. It still isn't your thing.
No.
And like for me, I was very much like I had to know everything that was going on, this, that, and the other. And I did. I kind of fell off the deep end and was like, no, whatever. Mm-hmm. No fucks given, because why give fucks?
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah. Like, you plan and you do the responsible thing. You try to do all the
responsible things.
Everything falls apart. Yeah. It makes total sense why all of a sudden you go, well, why am I planning and why am I doing these things if it doesn't matter?
Yeah,
because that's what it feels like.
Well, and then, you know, after Piper was born, it also felt like it was just one beat down after another, surgery after surgery after surgery after surgery, illness after illness and infection, and it took me to a place that I had never been to.
I know that
it did the same thing to you. I mean, it's no excuse on my part, you know, and like I said, I apologize. It should not have taken me this long to try and get back in my role in our finances. But, you know, it sucks that it does. Like, we just got caught up in life, in our roles that we had been thrown into. And we just, like you said, started living them and just accepted them. And that's how it was.
Yeah.
And it's like, nope, situation arises and it's like, no, the game plans, we got to come up with the game plan. Like we got to figure something else out.
I just think that it shows it's just amazing that I almost think that people will always think they know who they are, but something happens and it's amazing how fast you're not that person anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, you can be essentially the same person, like, in your core, but I don't know. I feel like some, like, life events, they really do just your views on things and how you, you know, take on the world and life and things like that. And it's...
Yeah. And I think that applies to just people in general, like people who have kids in general, honestly. Like,
oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, this isn't, like, this only applies to...
No.
Just in general, because you never know how much another human being is going to change your life and make you think differently and act differently and do all the things you never thought you would do.
Yeah.
But we just happened to be talking about it and we thought it was a good topic to, because I feel like it's so real.
But yeah, because I mean, I feel like it's a topic that probably a lot of families can relate to, whether they have, you know, able-bodied children or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there are times where, you know, a mom or a girl's like, yeah, I'm ready to be a mom. And then kid comes and they get like, they have no connection. They don't have like that maternal instinct doesn't kick in. They don't. What do they call it?
Didn't you just say it, maternal instinct?
No. It's like don't they call it like postpartum or something like that?
Oh,
like
when they have postpartum depression?
Yeah, like where they just don't want anything to do with their kid.
Yeah, and they're probably depressed. Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I don't know the specifics, but I think that's what you're referring to. Sure.
Yeah. But I feel like that can happen to whether you have a disabled child or an able child, or
oh yeah, you know, that happens to
guys that, you know, you wouldn't think to be really all that great at being a dad, and they just kind of step up and blow you away, and it's like, wow, where'd that come from? We didn't see that coming at all, you know. Or the ones that you think are gonna stick around that don't,
yeah,
because it's like, nope, I didn't sign up for this.
It's amazing how that happens.
Yeah. And then, you know, even changing just your views. Like for me, it was, nope, just kind of, what's the point in having a plan? You just get up, you go to work and hope you got money to deal with bullshit when it comes up. And it's like, no, that's, we've been doing that for 9 years and I'm surprised we're still afloat. We got to figure out something else. That's not working.
Well, you know, we're here now.
Well, and you know, it is unfortunate that it takes a situation, whether it be, you know, needing to buy a house or needing a new vehicle or, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, because we're in a better spot than we were, but we're still on the hunt for a new mobility van. Piper needs a new mobility van.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, at least we have a nice, good, reliable car now to get us to and from work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I also think that it just kind of is weird looking back and it's like, wow, I was like that.
You were. I'm hoping that we're going to find a middle ground because.
Well, that's the hope.
Mainly because, you know, I don't know that I can now live with Jesse, who watches every penny, because he kind of stressed me out.
Yeah. No, and I'd like to think that with my, like, hiatus, that, you know, it's to be a little bit more relaxed.
Like, I'm not saying we don't need to know where every penny goes. Like, I think that's brilliant. We should.
But the fact, like, I was horrible. Like, I would
you were rigid.
Bleed to death. I would literally bleed to death before I would pull money out, whether it was in, like, you know, my little secret stash that I had at home that was cash or whatever. It's like, oh no, I will die before I pull that out, because as soon as I pull it out, it's never gonna get fucking replaced.
Yep.
And guess what? Every time I did, it never got fucking replaced. Because I know, that's just how it is. I'm a kiddo. I know. But, yes. You know, now it's just like, it is what it is. So. You know, it's just money. It's just things. You can't take any of it with you when you go.
Yeah.
It is whatever.
I mean, the most important
I'd like to think
thing.
That just the experience of becoming Piper's dad,
mm-hmm.
and everything that happened and came along with it,
mm-hmm.
matured me enough to where, you know, I can have more of a middle ground.
I can hope, because,
honey,
all I'm saying,
I would like to think, I would really like to think so.
Learn to be a little bit more flexible.
Yeah. Like Bruce Lee says, be like water.
Great. Listen to Bruce Lee. Be like water. There was another one that said, be like a bottle of water, not a can of soda.
Because a can of soda is under pressure.
Well, because when a can of soda is, you know, rattled and shaken up, it explodes. Bottle of water doesn't.
Yeah.
Something like that. Something I don't really know the words, but you know, you get my gist, right?
Yeah, I get it.
You know, I try to be a bottle of water. I'm not. I'm probably like fizzy water, maybe at my
best. Fizzy water, carbonated water.
Yeah, I can still bubble water. Over. Yeah, I'm working on it. You know, it takes time. And when we're recording this, tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Oh.
And I'm so excited.
Why?
Because Piper actually gets to be at school for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
And she hasn't been at school for Valentine's Day since kindergarten. So.
All her classmates sent her Valentine's while she was in the hospital.
I know.
It was adorable. It was oh so my goodness, sweet. Child. Yeah.
Yeah. And she wasn't there her first grade year. And yeah. So I am so excited. I have her outfit picked out. I know how I'm going to do her hair. We got to make a box. We get to sign Valentine's. I am so excited for this moment.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that that's for that reason. Because I'm like, please don't tell me you've changed your mind and you want us to start celebrating Valentine's
Day. No, we don't do that.
Yeah.
We don't celebrate Valentine's Day. And once you hear this, Valentine's Day will be long gone. But anyways, that's what happened. Here we are. Da-da-da.
No, we're not big Valentine's Day people.
No. He needs to show me he loves me every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Why can't you show me you love me every day?
I do. It goes both ways.
Okay. So long as it's... so long as the door swings both ways.
Yeah. Okay. It swings more often.
It's true. Didn't it? I think that was all we were going to cover today, though.
Yeah.
Just big, something that we had.
A big mental shift we just kind of wanted to acknowledge because, you know.
You know, yeah.
Shit happens.
Things happen, and now it's just kind of like one of those things where it's like, we really haven't been paying attention about this. Maybe you should.
Hey. Maybe we should talk about it because you know what? We're probably not the only people in the entire world who's ever experienced something similar.
Well, yeah. Yeah. 100%.
It's really all it is. Well, thanks for coming back.
Love you guys.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, always. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye.